Do you have frost on your windshields this morning or on the inside? I have the inside, you know, where you got to run the blowers to finally get it to clear out.
I had both. Oh. Double banger. And I had it on the back, too. I scraped this morning. I usually don't, but I have a little light on my dash.
Yeah.
And whenever I have a light on my dash, my remote car starter doesn't start.
Why?
It's like a safety feature. I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's odd.
I know
today would have been a day to be able to have that thing rolling.
All week long. It's been frosty on my windows all week. So I need to take it back. I think it was because I needed an oil change. I got that. And I think they need to reset it or something. I don't know how. I'm going to leave it to them.
Yeah. No. Well, the good news is eventually once you switch out of this vehicle to another one, all the newer stuff now, they come with the remote car starters. You know, it'll be built in.
Don't you have to pay for it?
I did until I Googled how to start my Highlander without paying for the damn Toyota app.
Okay, good.
And there is a way to do it with the key fob.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm sure that, you know, assuming you don't buy something pre-2020, you'll be all right with that. It's like a guarantee it's there.
I don't know. I'm not looking for a new car anytime soon, to be honest with you.
No, but
I want to run this one. I want to run this one to the ground like I did the last one. Right now, I'm at 100 and I think 66,000 miles, which is up there.
Yeah,
and
not terrible, though.
I will be driving it to Poughkeepsie next week because I always go to Poughkeepsie and then I take the train from Poughkeepsie to New York City. So that's going to put some miles on it.
You're going to have to teach me that trick. I really want to do that next time I go to the city.
It's easy.
Because once we park in the city, we walk everywhere.
Exactly.
So I don't really need to, you know what I mean? If I have to Uber to a hotel or to an Airbnb, that's easy. But after that, I'm walking.
And by the way, my suggestion for anyone who ever does this, buy business class on the Amtrak. Because if you buy coach, I mean, yeah, it's... The business class was only, I think, like $66 or something like that. But buy it.
Round trip?
I don't remember.
Okay.
That's not important. But it's not that much more expensive.
Yeah.
But buy it because it's so hard to find a seat in just regular Joe Schmo, you know, all your pants. It's hard to find a seat.
We call it cold.
Right. And secondly, do you really want to sit next to somebody who smells like chicken noodle soup?
No.
Exactly.
No, I don't.
Buck up and pay for business class.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that much more expensive.
Do you get snacks, crackers, anything?
Okay, so I got upgraded to business class just a happenstance last time.
Yeah.
And me and my one girlfriend, we ended up meeting because she was in coach. We ended up meeting in the bar area.
Oh.
I don't know because I wasn't really sitting in my seat very much.
Oh, they didn't come by. I've never been on a train, so I don't know if it's like a plane where they come by with the cart and they're like, you know, would you like some caviar?
They might have, but I wasn't in there. Oh. So I couldn't answer that question.
Damn. All right.
I'm just saying.
Let me know after this trip because next time I go, and we're going to go to the city later in the year at some point. We haven't figured out exactly when. I think around October for sure.
To do what?
There is a thing in the city that 6059 wants to go to.
You have no clue what
it is. Thing.
I
can't remember if it's Harry Potter or a book thing.
I would say if I were you, go for Christmas.
Oh, well, we did that last year. That was beautiful.
Yes.
And we might do that again this coming year.
We're going to do predictions here in a second. But first, I hate mayonnaise. So this is the worst thing ever. But I watched somebody put mayonnaise on a cracker. Of all the other things that you can put on a cracker.
Yeah, my God.
I could put cheese on a cracker.
Yep. A pepperoni.
Peanut butter.
Yep.
Jelly.
Yes.
Jelly on a cracker is so elite. I don't understand why somebody would bastardize the cracker with mayonnaise.
Just mayonnaise. That's like saying, here, hand me the mustard I want to put it on. Although mustard on a pretzel is very good.
Mustard on a pretzel is fine. Mustard on a cracker.
No.
Cracker.
A crackle?
Yeah. No.
I can't. Why? Anybody know? Does this enhance flavor? Does this do something?
It tastes... It's got to be something that you have to love mayonnaise that much. You know how there's
certain people. I don't know anyone that loves mayonnaise that much. It's the one condiment that you're like, well, I'll begrudgingly put it on a sandwich.
I'll put a little schmear. No, I know somebody. One of my high school girlfriends, she will put like an inch thick of mayonnaise where she's got mayonnaise on the sides of her mouth and it looks really disgusting. I'm like, Heather.
You gotta clean that up.
Clean that up.
No, I've never met. I don't know anyone that loves mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is a begrudging condiment. It's one of those things you're like, all right, I'll use it, or it comes with it, and you're like, okay, but
I'll
you never run to the fridge to put it on.
Right, I use it very sparingly, and we don't buy mayonnaise very often. Use it very sparingly in like an egg salad. chicken salad? Oh, me, I want to basically...
I want a wet salad. Don't get me wrong. I want to... Yes, that's where you can mayo me up in a noodle salad, you know, like a pasta salad or a tater salad. Yes, that'll work. But on anything other than a very wet salad, I don't want it. I know where my hang up on mayo comes from.
What?
When I was a kid and we had family in Canada that we would still visit, although they were fossils that when I was a kid, they made this.
So you think, watch, they were probably only like 42.
Oh, no, they were fossils. Okay. They, you know, and one weird group, too. They Aunt Ina. Okay, so Aunt Ina, there's nothing shy of 100 when she was 28 years old, if your name's Ina.
Uh-huh.
So Aunt Ina, I will never forget, raised parakeets, and they always had a ton of parakeets. They had a special room with parakeets, and they used to call them budgies up there. I don't know. But hear me out.
Your family with the birds, yeah.
I'm telling you. So Aunt Ina, and you'd have a dinner up there with the family when you'd see them once a year, and they made this mayonnaise-based salad dressing, and it was the Canadian salad dressing.
With sugar in it.
Yes, and it was like... I don't know why I should be liking this.
My aunt does it for a 7-layer salad at Thanksgiving. It's actually not bad. And I don't like mayonnaise.
But as a kid, you're kind of looking at it like, should I be eating this? This is like a little bit older.
2648, we have mayonnaise lovers. I had a girl I used to work with that dipped her scrambled eggs in mayo. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
Oh, good, everyone. Allie, my mom and I put mayo on saltine crackers. See, it is
a
thing.
Why? What does it do?
Let's see. Good.
I mean, if it really enhances the flavor. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. This one is weird. 7944. Good all. Yesterday, I tried mayonnaise cake. Weird, but not bad. I need to know more about that.
What? I think it keeps it moist. I think I've heard about this.
So where, it's mayonnaise in the cake?
Yeah, in the batter. And not like a frosting.
Oh.
Can you imagine a cupcake with mayonnaise as the frosting?
No, I hate mayonnaise. I might throw up on you. 84.95. My 7-year-old ate a spoonful of mayonnaise a couple weeks ago. I wanted to vom. Even the smell makes me gag. Me too. I could not eat it on a cracker. And also, just the look, the gelatinous, the everything about mayonnaise makes me want to...
8603, you might have me barfing. Mayo and peanut butter sandwich is a thing.
Stop it.
This is gross.
You're not even human.
No, you're...